switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. You love Thumb Cellular.
Left in the fourth quarter, USA 51, Cass City 43. Ryan Brown, take it away.
They want to crank up the pressure even more. Cass City does offensively and defensively. They want to be very active hands, get in the passing lane. And also the last thing that Coach Fernald said out of the timeout was two guys on Ballard.
As Aaron Fernald is now questioning where they're taking the ball out of bounds, it's on the baseline for USA. As they're saying, the timeout was called inside the free throw line. Fernald believes it was outside.
Kramer's all alone.
They feed into Ballard. He can't hang on to it. Into the hands of Curtis Dickinson. For the layup, he puts it up, and it's in for two. Curtis Dickinson with 9 points in the night. It's a six-point game, 51-45, USA leading. Ewald feeds this one into Ballard to the left block. He puts this one up, and it's in for two. Brennan Ballard starting to go to work in that left block. He has 6 points. 8 point game. Hartwick for three. No good. Rebound, Zach Kramer. Here comes USA applying a little pressure from Cass City. Ewald over to Ballard for two. And then this time on the right block on transition. 8 points now for Ballard. Six in the fourth quarter. 55-45. And now we have a timeout called by Cass City.
Good timeout. Is it 30 or full?
We're not quite sure yet. It's going to be a full timeout called by Cass City. 55-45 USA by 10.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Siebowing Family Medicine encourage exercise and all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Siebowing Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes and remember to play it safe.
Siebowing Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust caring for people you love.
Everybody get up.
After a full timeout called by Cass City, Ryan Brown listening into the USA huddle.
USA's talking about no fouls, no turnovers, take care of the ball offensively. On defense, no second chances for Cass City.
As Tristan Kuz takes a three, no good. Rebound, Curtis Dickinson. As the offensive possession stays intact for Cass City, trailing by 10, 2:05 left in the fourth quarter. USA 55, Cass City 45. Dickinson double-teamed in the left block, kicks it out to Kuntz in the left corner, back up to Cuthrell. NBA three left wing. Air ball. And they say out of bounds, last touched by Cass City.
Well, the line was perfect, just a little bit short. I thought it went right through.
We couldn't tell from our position here atop the balcony on your right side of your radio whether that went through or as an air ball. The score stays 55-45. Hayden Ewald in transition down to Ballard. Puts it up for two, and this one's good. Ballard still in double digits. 10 points. 57-45, 12-point lead for USA. Dickinson, turnaround jump shot at the left block. No good. Rebound, Kuntz. Cuthrell drives into the lane, puts the layup up on the runner. This one's good. And we have a 30-second timeout called by Cass City. That is their final timeout of the night. USA still leads by 10, 57-47. With a minute 28 left in the fourth quarter.
Well, you better make it a good one this time with 1:28 to go. Cass City is doing everything they can do in this game. 10-point deficit. You have to go ahead and take the 3-point shot. There's just no doubt about it at this point in time.
Cass City, Guthrie has hit 1-3. Mason Early hit a 3 early, and Tristan Coons hit a 3 early. Nothing's in the second half, though. USA, as far as 3 goes in the second half, that's pretty much the whole storyline. Zach Kramer hit 4 threes in the third quarter. He has 18 points off of 6 threes.
And Sines hit one also. But they're finding Ballard in transition right now, and that's where he kind of broke loose a little bit. He's got 10 points for the game.
So Cass City is without timeouts. USA has 2 full and 1:30. USA with the ball. Cass City trying to apply pressure here, and USA breaks the press. Ballard goes in for the layup. In transition, he is fouled on the floor, they say. They're going to call it a hack on the arm.
That'll be 4 on Jacob Perry, I think.
Jacob Perry now in the books with 4 fouls. 4th team foul for Cass City. Room for Cass City to foul. As the Simpler feeds this one into Ballard, and now we have a offensive against Ballard. He tried to clear out, and he was called for it.
And that's his 4th.
So Brennan Ballard is the 7th team foul for USA. Ballard's 4th.
Well, the old coaching adage of save him with 3 and play him with 4 is going to apply right now with 1:21 to go. Coach Gainforth is leaving his center in.
10-point game, 57-47, minute 15 left in the fourth. Jacob Perry lost his footing, tried to let it go anyway, no good. And now Curtis Dickinson fouls Zach Kramer in transition. So that will be USA ball on the side.
Zach Kramer is probably not the one you want to foul when it's going to be a one-on-one situation.
That was only the 5th team foul, though. 2 to give here still for Cass City. USA feeds it into Ballard. Back into the Simpler's hands. Minute 5 left. 57-47.
Nobody guarding.
And now we have a foul finally. And this appears to be against Jacob Perry. That will be his 5th foul. So he is fouled out of the game. Gives Cass City a little bit of a 60-second timeout if they want it here.
Let me tell you, a fine career for Jacob Perry. Fouling out last game on his own home floor. Give it to him. I'm going to tell you what, he's done a nice job in the last part of this season.
Dakota Hartle checks back in. Dakota Hartle's in for the first time tonight. He's a senior. Tristan Kuhn sits down, also a senior. And number 14, Kyle Ross, a junior, is in there as well. And we have a foul trying to cut off the time here against Cass City. This will be the 7th team foul. The officials now are discussing whether that was, in fact, an intentional. It was a little bit of a harsh foul. Fouls against Cass City's 23, Mason Earle, I believe. 22, Curtis Dickinson, his 2nd team foul, his 2nd personal foul, and the team's 7th. So bonus the rest of the way out here for both teams. At the line, shooting 1-1, at number 31, Hayden Ewald. He's 2-for-2 on the night so far.
75% shooter from this line.
And he made the first one. Hayden Ewald with 7 points out there with 4 fouls, pushes it to an 11-point lead, 58-47. Second free throw is up, and this one's good as well. Hayden Ewald with 8. 59-47, 12-point Patriot lead. Perry feeds this one in. Excuse me, not Perry. That is Hartle feeds it into Dickinson. And we have a push against USA, so we walk the length of the court as Dickinson now going to be shooting 1-1.
That's going to be number 5 on Hayden Ewald. The only difference is that he's going to go ahead and advance, and he's got another game to play.
8th team foul against USA, 5th against Hayden Ewald, the 6'1 senior. 52.9 seconds left, USA leading by 12.
Dickinson again, a 48% foul shooter, still toeing the line. 52.9 seconds to go in the game.
It's Dickinson is 1-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. This is his fifth attempt here. Mark Gainforth, the